Understand organizational culture to enable transformation. A great culture can be a significant competitive advantage. A great leader projects the culture they want to see. Rather than directing a culture, be the culture. Model your ethics and govern others' ethics, including by holding supply chain partners accountable for things like labor practices. Determine the purpose of your culture and set values to drive that purpose. If empowerment is a value, for example, transfer some leadership to teams so they feel a sense of responsibility for the results. Inspire persons to have the courage to be more cross-functional and cross-organizational. A transformation requires an innovation culture similar to that of a startup company so that people are encouraged to experiment and take risks and then fail fast, learn fast. However, not everyone needs to share this culture. Elsewhere, we discuss the idea of having an organizational subculture that is entrepreneurial while other parts of the culture remain more traditional and keep the current business operating. However, even limited culture change is slow and may not succeed at all without significant change management. Therefore, it is important to understand the current organizational culture even as you work to improve it. In Transforming Supply Chains, Gatorn and Ellis present a culture assessment tool that can be used to give a high-level idea of culture. In this tool, the idea is to indicate what percentage of the culture falls into each of four quadrants created by internal versus external focus and indirect versus direct control. Exhibit 1-28 shows an approximation of this tool. Another aspect of culture that needs to be understood is national culture. Geert Hofstede's dimensions of culture show the contrasting values within each aspect of national culture. Power distance. A high power distance culture has more separation of the average person from power and equality. A low power distance culture has more equality. Individualism/collectivism. In an individualistic culture, ties are loose and self-reliance is valued. A collectivistic culture has strong, cohesive groups in which protection is exchanged for loyalty to the group. Uncertainty avoidance. A high uncertainty avoidance culture cannot tolerate deviant people or ideas. Rules are set. Low uncertainty avoidance has tolerance, self-control, and fewer rules. Masculine/feminine. A masculine culture is ambitious, polarizing, and achievement-oriented. A feminine culture favors nurturing and consensus building. Long-term/short-term orientation. A long-term orientation emphasizes thrift and perseverance. Relationships are ordered by status and values. A short-term orientation values social traditions and social obligations and being respected. Reciprocation of greetings, favors, and gifts is expected. Indulgence/restraint. An indulgent culture celebrates freedom, following one's impulses, and the value of friendship. It focuses on the good things in life. A restrained culture places duty first and considers a hard life to be the normal state.